60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, is there anything that you wouldn't do for $1 billion?
Probably not. Yeah,
I honestly can't think of anything.
It's easy to say,
I wouldn't murder anyone.
Depends who.
Oh, come on, you guys.
You know, some people. If it was somebody terrible, maybe I might do it.
Very bad person.
I mean, if it was someone even just like jaywalked a little bit,
no.
Maybe.
No,
okay, it's $1 billion.
This is where you get into like.
It's an old lady.
Yeah, like. You could find any reason to murder someone.
For $1 billion, I could probably find a reason.
Aww.
Well, over 1,000 people recently took an online survey that asked, "What would you eat for $1 billion?
Oh, God.
Let's see how you would answer.
Okay.
Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten?
For a billion.
Could I do some, like,
so
WebMD to figure out if that will actually kill me or just make me really sick?
I'm pretty sure it can.
Only
salmonella alone.
27% of people said they would do that for $1 billion.
Oh.
And it's not for sure that the chicken has salmonella, right?
Right.
Like, it's a roulette. But type of situation.
And the mold may have eaten some of it.
If you have $1 billion, it can fix salmonella for sure. Another question was, would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the toilet bowl right after something really disgusting got flushed?
If you said clean and it was flushed at least 5 times, yes.
Well, nope. Right after.
One flush?
44% said yes.
I need more than one flush. Well, I mean, if I closed my eyes and just stuck a straw in there, maybe started.
I've done something similar for a radio bit back in the day for 40 grand a year, so why not? I would do that. A cupcake made out of earwax.
Oh my God, that just made me want to vomit. We can't talk about this stuff anymore.
10% would do it.
How do you even eat it? That would
You guys, stop. Please, stop.
A very large live rat. Just bite into it.
But
only
7%
of people said they would do that for $1 billion.
Ozzy Osbourne did it. I think I would do it.
Yeah, I could do it. For sure.
I don't think I could make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think my body would physically allow me to do that.
Would you eat your own pet? That was also a question.
What? Oh, no!
13% said yes.
I would. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I would eat your dog.
And if I did have a pet, for $1 billion, I can buy a replacement that looks exactly like you.
Yeah, I'll buy you a cutest dog.
I can clone you. I could clone you because they can clone pets and things like that.
My best friend growing up had a sheep named Lamb Chop, and guess what?
No.
I'm not joking.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, it was in their backyard. It would run around with us, and then one night, I asked what was for dinner, and that was what we ate.
So she did it for free.
Oh, my God.
Text in 78592. Do you have $1 billion that we can borrow so we can actually put this to the test? See if we can get somebody to eat a live rat or something. Just text it in.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll give you an IOU. We'll pay you back at some point.
Jeff Bezos is listening.
Right? All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person that gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke, all right. Brooke's grabbing the shock collar while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very popular beverage that's enjoyed by people of all ages all over the country, but you probably didn't know it was actually created by mistake. Back in the late 1800s, traveling circuses were growing in popularity and they were selling refreshments at the concession stand, but one of the carnival workers accidentally dropped a sweet candy into a vat of the traditional beverage. And sticking to the old circus saying the show must go on, the worker continued to sell the modified drink, and to his surprise, it became a huge hit at the circus, and soon the idea took off. Now it's still one of the most popular beverages in America. What drink did he accidentally create?
Oh,
that is mystifying. Did he accidentally drop a lemon candy into a vat of water and made lemonade and he didn't even know it?
Oops.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm on the right track there, right, Jeffrey?
That's the idea. He dropped something into this drink and then it created a brand new drink that people liked even more.
This is not sanitary, by the way, because who else? I mean, what else was this guy dropping willy-nilly all over the place?
Well, the broccoli milk didn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe this will work. Dropping it.
Okay.
My first instinct, especially because I know it's a super old beverage, and you say candy, it makes me think of this soda right away, is Dr. Pepper.
No, but remember that guy,
the
guy who invented Dr. Pepper worked at a pharmacy, and he created a drink that smelled like what it smelled like when they would mix
the chemical.
Like cough syrups and stuff.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
That was another
that
shot
That was a
caller.
Different shot caller question. You remember. Yeah. Oh, you guys are actually learning stuff on this show. It's incredible.
Okay.
Man, is there any sort of, what about chocolate milk? What about just, because he dropped candy into a vat of milk and suddenly they had chocolate milk, which is sketchy if you've never seen chocolate milk before and suddenly your milk is brown. Yeah, I would be questioning a lot of things.
Try it. Read the question one more time.
There's a very popular beverage that a lot of people don't know was actually created by mistake. It happened in the late 1800s when a carnival worker accidentally dropped a sweet candy into a vat of a different beverage, and it created a brand new drink that became a huge hit, and now it's still one of the most popular beverages in America. What drink did he accidentally create?
It's obviously not iced tea or anything, because that has to be brewed.
Right. Well, I mean, the reason I'm leaning towards chocolate milk is back then they didn't have a lot of good candies. Like, they're not going to have a black licorice drink. You know, like, their candy sucked in the 1800s. So I'm going to go chocolate milk.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Ooh.
There's a very popular beverage that's enjoyed by millions of Americans today, but most people don't realize it was originally created by mistake when a carnival worker accidentally dropped a red-colored cinnamon candy into a vat of cold refreshments. And after he did, the blend of water, sugar, and lemon juice turned bright pink. And it became a huge hit at the fair.
No.
And to this day, children and adults can enjoy pink lemonade.
Oh, pink lemonade.
So you were on track with the lemonade thing at first.
Yeah, you kind of did.
That's amazing.
All right, you got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. So you can sing that before you're shocked whenever you're ready.
Sensual song.
I can't remember.
I love it when you call me
senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya. But every touch is ooh la la la. It's true la la la. Ooh, I should be running. Ooh, you know I love it when you call me senorita.
Is the shot caller on?
Yeah, boo, boo, dee, da.
There we go. It's like, I've been trying to shock, but it's not working.
There's a lot of hip action
from Brooke. I just
thought
that you really liked me.
All right, your fun time's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.